cheater. Can't make it through the door. I got to clean up what I messed up. Yeah. I started my life over again. Yeah. I got to clean up.
Come on, y'all.
What I messed up. I'm gonna walk right through the door. I'm gonna clean up what I messed up. Yeah, yeah. I'm starting my life over again. Yeah, I gotta clean up. Yes, I do now what I messed up. Yeah, I'm starting my life over again.
One more verse, one more verse. Look here.
I made up my mind. I ain't cheating no more. A cheater can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up what I messed up. Yeah, I've started my life over again. Yeah, I gotta clean up. Yes, I'm doing now what I messed up. Ooh, yeah, I've started my life over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Those of you that feel like I do, let's do better.
Come on, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Those of you that feel like I do, let's do better. Whoa. I gotta clean up what I messed up. Yeah. I started my life over again. Yeah. I gotta clean up because I do, y'all, what I messed up.
I want everybody to look at somebody. Look them right in the eye. Don't be scared. Come on. Come on. They brush their teeth. They are. Come on. Now say, neighbor, I love you.
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it. But you know one thing, what we mean to do? Tell them that. You know what y'all need to do.
You got to clean up what you messed up.
Come on, y'all.
And start your life over again.
Say what?
You got to clean up what you messed up. And start your life over again. Yeah. I got to clean up. Yes, I do, y'all. What I messed up. Ooh-wee. Start my life over. What I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Personal gratitude to you when we get an opportunity to thank you so much. But I understand I wasn't the only one that had a birthday.
We sang.
There were some folk, and I've been gone for 2 weeks, and there were some folk that had a birthday last week or the week before that. Is there anyone like that in that category?
We already did it. We did it.
Could y'all just stand? Oh, y'all want to stand. Don't want nobody to get away. You ought to be grateful that God has allowed you to see another year.
Amen.
Because a lot of folk ain't here. So
that's right.
I'm not going to ask any ages. Any ages, but let's just sing happy birthday to them real quick.
Happy birthday.
We got a financial freedom coming up. Is that right? And that's going to be, what's the dates for that? April 19th. April 19th through June 14th. Financial freedom is the Dave Ramsey seminar that we've done here. And we repeat that every year. So those of you having challenges in finances or you just want to learn some things, and trust me, you will learn some things in that class. How many of you went through it before? That's a good class. So I want to encourage you to take that class on April 19th, starting at April 19th. Amen. All right, let's get into the Word. Get into the Word. If you, I believe we're going to have it on the screen, but the passage in question that I wanted to read says this: we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of the Father and not of us. We're going to be talking about that verse today. I want you to look at your neighbor.
Neighbor.
Nah, yeah. You think you know where I'm going? Say neighbor.
Take pleasure.
In your kingdom treasure.
In your kingdom treasure.
Find your pleasure.
Find your pleasure.
In kingdom treasure.
In kingdom treasure.
Amen. Amen. We've been talking about the kingdom because we want to be a church that cultivates and develops a kingdom culture. And we said that there are three steps, and we've talked about two of those steps. The two steps are, first of all, you got to enter the kingdom. You can't enjoy the benefits of the kingdom if you're not part of it. And the requisite for entering the kingdom, we said, was the new birth. You got to be born again. That's the first step. Second step was centering the kingdom. Once you enter the kingdom, that's not enough. You got to make the kingdom of God your priority. You have to center your life around the kingdom culture. There's some things God wants to reveal and show you, but he won't show you until you make the kingdom a priority.
Amen.
That's the second step. And then last time I talked to you, we got into the third step, mentoring the kingdom. Most of us need to be mentored, and to be mentored means you need to be taught into the kingdom, because most of us have to be deprogrammed from the world. Because this world we live in is contrary to the culture of the kingdom of God. That's why the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, Jesus mentored by the 3M approach. The 3M approach is, he gave a message. He modeled the example. And then he sent the disciples out on a mission. Message, model, mission. Say those three things.
Message, model, mission.
The mentoring and training in the kingdom culture comes from receiving the message, seeing the model, and doing the mission. And by the way, all three are important. You can't develop kingdom culture if you never receive a message on the kingdom. You can't develop kingdom culture if you don't see a model of the kingdom. And guess what? You can't develop kingdom culture if you don't do nothing. Once you hear it, receive it, and you see the model, you got to do what, go out and do what you saw and heard. That's often where the church falls down. That's often what they lack. They don't do nothing. So now, with that in mind, Jesus gave the message to the disciples. They received the message. He modeled what he wanted. And then he sent them out on practical assignments.
All right.
Now go do what you saw. In the message, I'm going to start with that today. He taught the kingdom of God through the use of parables. And I want to talk about one particular parable that he talked about. Because in Matthew 13, verse 52, he talks about the parable of the householder who had a treasure. I want to talk about your treasure today. Because what some of us don't realize, you got a treasure. You got a storehouse. God considers you a storehouse.
Right.
He considers what you have as precious, as elegant. The problem is we don't consider it that way. Listen to what the scripture says. It says in Matthew 13:52, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure, everybody say treasure, who brings out of his treasure things new and old. Oh, let me read that out the Message Bible. He said, then you see how every student, well trained in God's kingdom, is like the owner of a general store.
Wow.
Who can put his hands on anything you need, old or new, exactly when you need it.
Amen.
The problem is that we are ignorant of the store.
My God.
We're ignorant of the treasure that God has put in us. So many Christians, so many of us, I think all of us on some level, suffer with low self-esteem. We don't know who we really are. We don't understand that we are highly valued. Oh, see you.
That's right.
You
Amen.
Are pretty important.
Yes.
You are highly valued. And the strategy of the enemy is to make you think you are less than, compare yourself to what others have, what others do, and to make a comparison. Let me help you out. When God made you, he broke the mold.
Yes, say
there
so.
Is not
say so.
Another you. Don't compare what you go through with what somebody else goes through. There's stuff you've been through nobody else can go through.
Right,
God
right.
took you through that because he felt you had the stamina and the strength to go through that particular thing.
Yes.
So don't compare your trial to somebody else. God creates a trial unique to you, just for you. It shapes you. It works in you something that it can't work in somebody else. Tell somebody, don't compare yourself to somebody else.
Don't compare yourself to somebody else.
Thank you, Father.
And the trick of the enemy is to get us to focus on the natural realm and go after the things in the natural realm, to go after the treasure in the natural realm and ignore the treasure that God has put in you. That's why Jesus said, Matthew 6:19-21, don't store up your treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. In other words, your natural treasures are vulnerable to hazards. Store your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy, thieves do not break in and steal. Watch this. Wherever your treasure is, let me say that again. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. The problem with the last day Laodicean church is that they have gone after natural treasure, and as a result, they've become naturally rich, but spiritually impoverished.
All right.
In fact, let me tell you what Jesus says about this church age. Revelations 3:14-17. He says, let me tell you about y'all. You brag. I'm rich. I've got a name. I need nothing from anyone. Oblivious to the fact that you are pitiful. Blind beggar. Threadbare and homeless. Now we are supposed to be in the natural people who minister to the homeless. But in the spiritual realm, we're not supposed to be one of them. He said, you're homeless. You're homeless. You're threadbare. That's the only church that Jesus talks to that way. You have a treasure in you. You have stuff in you to satisfy every need that you have.
Amen.
When you got saved, God made a major deposit in your life. The Bible says that Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, all that good stuff. It's in you. We keep praying for stuff that's in us. Tell somebody, stop praying for the treasure that you already have.
Stop praying for the treasure that you already have.
Make it plain. Make it plain, sir.
I give this analogy, and I'll give it again, and I'll give it several times more. How one day I was in my church, and I woke up, and I had lost my coat. I was young and stupid. So I went around and I accused the saints of stealing my coat. And saints do steal. I became indignant. Called himself saved and sanctified.
Come on, sir.
Filled with the Holy
Watch
Ghost.
Yourself. Watch yourself.
And stole my coat. What kind of saints of God are they? And the Holy Spirit said, look down. And I looked down and I had it on. Now y'all laugh at me.
same thing in the spirit realm. You keep praying for a coat that you still have on. Keep praying for deliverance and you're wearing it. You keep praying for freedom and you're wearing it. You keep praying for love and you're wearing it. You keep praying for peace and you're wearing it. Christ has been made. Stop praying for treasure that you already had.
Thank you, Pastor.
That's good.
Hallelujah. You extract the treasure in you through faith and love and delighting yourself in the Lord. That's how you make an extraction of the treasure that's in you. In fact, Psalms 37 and 4 says, delight thyself. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
In the Lord.
He will give you
and guess what?
Of your heart.
He will give you
of your heart.
Yes, he will.
The desire of your heart.
Yes,
now, Delisha said, some of you single women are looking for a husband. Let me help you out.
Wait.
Stop looking.
That's right. You can tell us to look.
Fall in love with Jesus.
Yes.
Let him be the lover
of your soul. Yes.
You're not smart enough to pick your own husband. You want somebody with a job. You want somebody who can spell job. Who's worked long enough to get a W-2 form.
Come on, sir.
Yes.
Come on, sir.
Man, you're not smart enough to pick your wife. You want someone who can cook.
Yeah, put it on the table.
Who can spell cook. Oh, y'all looking at me funny right now. You don't need out of the box Betty. You don't need frozen food Frantic. You need to wait on the Lord. Fall in love with Jesus. He'll never send you a Dear John letter. He'll always love you.
My God.
Delight. Preach. Yourself. In the Lord. When your relationship with him gets to the point where you can say, if I never get married, if I never find a man or a woman, I'm satisfied with Jesus alone. He's enough. We used to sing a song in my old church, I got Jesus, and that's enough. No man is enough. No woman is enough. Jesus is enough. He is your all-sufficiency. You don't think I know what I'm talking about? There's some of these single folks who've been around here. They've been single for a long time. How do you think they made it?
Come on, sir.
Amen.
Come on, sir.
Amen.
They're not dead.
Come on, sir.
Come on, here.
Alive.
Testosterone is at work. Estrogen is at work. Uh-huh. Testosterone is at work.
Yes.
And every now and then they feel a little twin. Oh, some of y'all don't want me to know that you're feeling a twin. And for some of y'all, it's a full-blown epidemic. Knows you. Come in.
He said, come
get so good to you, shake you.
I'm going to fight you.
Move on, Pastor. Move on, Pastor. Come on, sir.
Wow.
Come on, sir. Help yourself, sir.
You need to learn to tap into the treasure.
Thank you.
Yes.
You need to learn to extract from the treasure.
Yes.
Question is, what do you need?
Mercy.
What do you need?
is already in you. It came with the deposit. It came with the treasure. And guess what? The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So the excellency of the Father may not be of us, but of God. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says it this way, for God who said, let the light shine out of darkness. Well, somebody talked about the light today. That light has made his light to shine in our hearts, to give to us the light of the knowledge of God's glory. That's one of the first things in your treasure. You have the light of God's glory that's displayed in the face of Christ. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. It is all-surpassing power. So what do you mean the devil is beating up on me? In you is all-surpassing power. Amen. What do you mean? You can't get along with so and so. You have all-surpassing power. What do you mean you can't jump over that hurdle? You have all-surpassing power in you. It comes with the treasure. It's part of the treasure. It's in you. It's in you. Say that to yourself. It's in me.
It's in me.
It's in me.
It's in me.
Now turn to somebody else and tell them, it's in you.
It's in you.
It's in you.
It's in you.
And guess what? The Bible says, in his presence, there is fullness
of joy.
Of joy. And that in his right hand,
pleasures forevermore.
There are pleasures evermore. Hallelujah. Then our V says, you always show me the path that leads to life. You will fill me with joy when I am with you. You give me endless pleasures at your right hand.
Hallelujah.
There are some pleasures you just can't get from people. There's some pleasures that a job can't give you. There's some pleasures that a new house can't give you. There's pleasures that come from God and God only. And when you get into his presence, oh my God, you stroke his face.
Hallelujah.
You sit in his lap.
Yes.
You hear him whisper in your ear that I love you. And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
My God.
Nobody
come on, sir.
Can love you like Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
He loved you when
come
you
on.
Was unlovable.
Yes.
He loved you
thank
when
you,
nobody
Lord.
Else could love you.
Thank you, Lord.
He loved you even the world turned against you. Though your family turns against you. He loves you
Jesus.
Constantly. Every day. 24/7. Every hour, morning, noon, afternoon, evening, midnight, he is a constantly loving
yes.
God.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir.
Jesus, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
So the thing that you need to learn how to do is to take pleasure in the treasure. And by the way, that word delight, it means be soft and pliable. In other words, those who are soft and pliable, those are the ones that get the desire of the heart.
Amen.
So God wants to know, are you soft and pliable?
Wow.
Or are you just hard?
Come on, sir.
Some of us too hard.
Come on,
my
sir.
My God.
On the water you drink is hard water. On the ball you play is hard ball. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Only hat you wear is a hard hat. Only luck you have is hard luck. Hard. You even eat hard. Testify hard. I thank God for being here today. You scared the devil, you so hard.
Come on, sir.
I can't give you the desire in your heart. Because you might hit somebody over the head with it. Become soft.
Yes.
And pliable.
Amen.
And if you're not soft and pliable, God is going to send some stuff in your life to soften you.
Yes.
So delight means just be soft. And just be pliable. Just be soft.
Wow.
And just be pliable. Just be soft. And just be pliable.
Thank
you, Father. You have a treasure.
Wow, that's a word right there.
In you. And it's time for you to start taking pleasure in the treasure that God put in you. The treasure God put in you. There is nothing that you need that you don't already have.
Amen.
What is it that you need? It's in the treasure chest. Peace, love, joy, happiness, security, strength, courage, bravery. What do you need? The question is not what do you have. You already have it. The real question is what do you need? That's why when Moses was getting ready to go down to Pharaoh, he said, who should I say sent me? God said, no problem. You just tell him I am.
That I am.
Amen.
In other words, I will be what I want to be. I will be what you need to be. Don't ask me so much about who I am. The question is, what do you need? Because whatever you need, that's what I am. You need a doctor, I am. You need a lawyer, I am. You need a friend, I am. I am that I am. And I can't help myself. Be around. I'm the El Shaddai God. I'm the Jehovah Jireh God. I'm the Jehovah Rapha God. I'm the Jehovah Sitkanu God. I'm Jehovah Shalom God. What do you need?
My God.
I'll be that for you. You need a door opener? I will open a door that no man can shut.
Yes.
And every door against you, I'll shut it and let no man open it.
Amen.
What do you need?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm sick, Lord, but I'm Jehovah Rapha. I'm the Lord who heals.
Yes.
What do you need? I'm broke, Lord. I'm Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
I'm the Lord who provides. I provide, and I've got to send a raven to your house to bring you a steak. I'm the God who provides. What are you worried about? I'm worried about my enemies. Well, I'm your Jehovah banner. I'm the one who will fight for you. Who will be in your corner. In fact, you've already won the battle. I'll go ahead of you. Fight the battle. Win the battle. And then hand the victory to you.
Jesus.
We don't understand the treasure.
Yes.
There's
yes.
a treasure.
My God.
There's diamonds of deliverance.
My
There's
God.
Rubies of
My
righteousness.
God. My
what
God.
Do you need?
Jesus.
You're not a pauper.
preach, sir.
You're not a vagrant.
Come on, sir.
You're not a hobo.
Come on, sir.
Y'all don't hear me.
My God, my God.
You are a prince. You are a king. You're going to rule. You're going to have dominion. You might as well get used to it. God's training you for the position you're going to take. You're going to have dominion over the earth.
Yes. Jesus.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God.
Come on, sir.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fresher. I hear God saying, I want my people to take pleasure in their treasure. Stop walking around with your head down. Stop being depressed. You got a treasure. You got a reason to praise me. You got a reason to rejoice. You got a reason to exalt my name. You got a reason to lift me up. You got a treasure. You are not poverty stricken. You are somebody. That's why I wore purple today. I'm royalty. I'm royalty. I'm a king's kid. I'm a sanctified citizen.
Help yourself, sir.
Is there anybody else that's just as royal as I am? If you think you're a pauper, stay seated. But if you know you're a king's king, if you know you're a prince, if you know you got a royal treasure, if you know you got a king grandson, I want you to give God a royal praise.
Hallelujah. Jesus, that's right.
Treasure.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
There's a treasure.
My God. Thank you.
It's sad to say we don't make extractions from the deposits because we don't believe. We don't believe. So you sit up here. My God.
With
heaven's best.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man.
My God.
Was a stowaway on a ship.
Yeah.
He hit it a lifeboat. One of the crew members came and heard this knocking, scratching. And he pulled back the canvas of the lifeboat to find the young man hiding. And he was eating cheese and crackers. So they took him to the captain. And the captain said, young man, what is your name? And he gave him his name. And the captain perked up. He said, wait a minute. What's your name again? He gave him his name. So the captain said, I just went through the registry. And I saw that name in the registry. Young man, your trip was already paid for.
Hey!
Eating cheese and crackers when you could have been sitting with the captain at the captain's table. Some of us are like that, young man. We're hiding. We're hiding because we don't know who we are. I hope this season God will give you a revelation of the treasure you are and of the treasure you have. Some of you have been worried about your children. There's enough treasure in you to cover them.
My God, my God, my God.
You've been worried about your job. Don't worry about it. Will I be fine? If you're fine, God will give you another job. Said, oh, what needless pains we bear. They're needless pains we bear. There's stuff we take we don't have to. Hallelujah. Is every head bowed, every eye closed? If you're here today and you don't have this treasure, you've never received Christ. Because the treasure comes with Jesus. He's the King of the Kingdom. You're here today and you've never seen Christ. You never made him your Lord and Savior. If you're here today, I'm going to give you an invitation for those of you who don't know him as we close. Every sinner, every backslider who's not received Jesus, if you received him, I'm not talking to you, but if you haven't received him, or if you knew the Lord at one point and you fell away, I'm going to give you an opportunity as a prodigal son to come home. So I'm going to count to three, and at the count of three, every sinner, if you're here and you want to receive Christ, raise your hand and I'll see it. All right, here's your first number. Be careful how you choose. One. All right, sinner.
Do you want the treasure? You can't beat the treasure. It's better than your dividends. It's better than your annuity. It's better than your 401k. This is inexhaustible, non-destructive treasure. Here's your third number right now if you want to be remembered as prayer. If you don't know Christ. Three, if there's anyone here, just raise your hand. We'll see it. We'll be glad to pray with you and pray for you.